That was simple, and you didn't do it right.
One more time.
You gotta do it again. All right? Let George get propped.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Tiger Babeli, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Emperor Lee here talking, and I got Gilbo here, my girl Kalila, and George. And we have a special guest tonight. And the special guest is, Steve, what'd I tell you?
Oh, sorry.
You can't eat on the mic.
You can't chew on the fucking thing. I already told you that 3 seconds ago.
I know.
On your intro, too?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I messed it up.
No, you didn't mess it up. All right. Yeah. But don't chew on shit.
Okay.
We have our, my brother Steve is on the show. Yeah. Give him a round of applause.
What's up, Steve?
Thanks, guys.
I want to start off with this. God, 2017 has started off a little wrong for me, guys, because I don't know how else to say it. George sent me a dick pic.
What?
A dick pic?
A dick pic.
You're welcome.
No. Dude, yo. You don't send guys dick pics.
It was a real dick pic, George?
George, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
You want to see it?
Yeah, please show me.
Please show me. And also show the...
It's even more disturbing that I'm the only one you send it to.
Yeah.
Not even to the... We have a group chat.
I did not get this photo.
That makes it sexual in a weird way.
I feel like I can already imagine what it looks like.
No, you don't. You can't imagine it.
Let me see if it matches my imagination.
Let's guess.
Okay, hold on.
I think it's actually quite narrow, but very long.
No, it's thick.
I don't think that he's...
No.
It's very thick.
It can't be erect in the picture.
Dude, you got
it. That's why I said very long, but narrow, like a noodle.
It's erect in the picture.
What the fuck?
Let me see, George.
It's flying. It's flying.
No.
Oh, my God, George, your dick is flying.
He sent me a photo of him hard.
You got big nuts.
Steve, seriously, be real. That's big nuts.
Dude, he's got a big...
No, that's his dick.
That's a healthy dick.
I don't know what I'm going to zoom in.
That's a meaty dick.
That's it. That's all it does.
George, dude, you have a very big dick.
You have a great leg.
You have a big head.
Your legs are pretty good.
Can we talk about his legs?
It's like eyes are huge.
Look at that sartorius muscle right there.
If you sent it in a group chat, that's one thing.
Funny.
It's a big
but just thing. Specifically to me, hey, no text either. Even.
Hey, he's doing
the Bobby way.
Hold on, he sent
No, Happy New Year's, Bobby. May it be filled with joy and little surprises.
I didn't get that text.
That was a big surprise.
Yeah, it's a bit. Thanks, Steve.
George,
thank you. Thanks, Steve.
The size of your dickhead is very, like, surprisingly large.
Well, he's a tall
It's like a tennis
big
Were
man.
You, like, semi-erect?
No.
Oh, okay. Dang. Okay.
Just, dude, when you send.
That's not how I imagined
it
at all.
Just send it to me. Send in a group text.
Wow.
That's
George, why did Gilbert and I get that?
All right. Well, you can get the other ones.
I don't want it now.
Oh, you have other ones?
We don't want it anymore. We don't want it.
Send it to me next year.
Yeah. We don't want it anymore.
So, as you know, my brother, my dad got sick again. What does he have?
Parkinson's.
Yeah.
He's like probably on the last stages of Parkinson's.
Yeah. He had pneumonia.
Really sad. He had pneumonia.
He had a low blood count.
Yeah.
So my brother flew out there for a month.
Yeah.
To take care of my dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What was that like?
Ooh. It was harder this time because he was dealing with the dementia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was saying crazy shit, you know, like where it's like I'd stare at mom like, this is some different shit now.
Yeah.
One time we were watching a football game and he was like, he just turned to me and goes, take me home. Oh, I'm like, that scared me. He didn't think he doesn't even know where he is sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he started talking about stores that he used to have. Like, he kept on bringing up Fresno. He used to have a clothing store in Fresno. That was like over 25 years ago?
Yeah.
So he thought like, oh, we have to go to Fresno to I got to see this employee and make sure.
Yeah, he's not fully there.
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, when our mind starts to go, what do you guys think you'll remember? Like, obviously, for your dad, Fresno was a big mark in his memory.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things that he'll repeat over and over again, which is the clothing store. So that was obviously, like, a big portion of his memory. What do you think, when your mind starts to go, you'll very clearly remember?
I don't know.
Probably something abstract.
Yeah.
Like, asparagus. You know, something that had nothing to do with anything.
Oh,
Like, just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll like, probably always want to skate, Steve. Like, yeah. You always ask for your skateboard.
And that's what kept some of my sanity is just going to the skate park. So okay. The Gilbert Freestone.
So I fly into,
yeah.
Yeah. Our dad's dying, right?
Huh?
Would you say that he's getting sick?
I wouldn't say dying, okay, but
well,
you know.
He's sick. Though.
He's stable yeah. right yeah. now.
So let me ask you a question. Is it appropriate when your dad's sick and you're in their house to look at your brother and go, Bob, can we go to Walmart to get Pringles?
You son of a
Let me ask you something. Is it appropriate?
Yes and no.
Okay, so why did you want me to get Pringles?
Well, we're so bored.
No. You?
Okay,
you,
I was bored.
You were so bored.
Yeah. You know, girlfriend's not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sick of masturbating with just Vaseline.
Because
I was just masturbating with Vaseline, and I would, you know, paper towel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so I looked up on YouTube or Google. I looked this up. I looked up homemade pocket pussy.
Oh, you did arts and craft during your breakout.
Yeah, okay. definitely. Arts and craft. Okay. Definite arts and craft. Yeah.
Okay.
So I found out is you could take simple household supplies and make a... kind of like a fifi, like a just a pocket.
Tell me how from beginning to end.
It works good, surprisingly.
How does it become a vacuum, though?
Like, I'll show you. We'll break it down.
Show you.
I won't show you, but
don't
we'll
show.
Break it down.
Yeah. Okay, break it down for
us. Let me just say this before anything.
Okay, what happened that night?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Okay. You go, Bob. Yeah. Check this out. Which you think you're going to see, like, you know, a cool soccer footage of something or, you know what I mean, or a fail, you know? You don't think you're going to see an instructional manual on how to make a fucking homemade pocket pussy.
But, no, they do.
So we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we see?
So what you need is two sponges.
What kind? Soft or the scrub part?
The soft ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cleaning, right?
Yeah, the cleaning sponges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They sell 4-packs at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Rubber bands.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then simple, just like plastic, like grocery store... you know, like the bags to stuff it in the Pringles.
Not paper,
regular plastic bags?
Yeah, just regular plastic bags.
Not
yeah.
paper,
you forgot
cuts.
The most important part.
Oh, latex gloves.
Yeah, there we go. That's the vagina.
That's the vagina.
That's your vagina.
So you line it with
So what happens is, well, we were at Walmart and we bought two Pringles and
What stops us? All
right.
Okay. This is something that I would never do on my own. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a brother.
It's something that that's not a brother thing.
Bonding.
That's not bonding even. Right. It's fucking bonding. All right.
Well,
it's not fucking bonding.
It was fun, dude.
It was fun. It was fun because of telling you
Walmart,
what you have to get.
Trip.
Dude, you
late
get
night.
The gloves. Go get the gloves. You go, where do you get gloves? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
He wouldn't even walk around Walmart with me.
Yeah.
I had to do it separate.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, dude, I'll just
yeah, yeah.
You do
go.
It.
You get everything. I'm gonna go.
I'll meet you here.
I'll meet you over here. So he has two Pringle. You know, the what do you call them? Cups?
Cans,
or cans.
Yeah, cans.
Right.
What flavor?
Long
flavor.
I think I got sour, the onion,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then just the normal, there was like a new
brown.
Yeah, 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 the brown,
I got
some
salt and
baked
I got salt and vinegar.
Oh,
God. Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Is
I think
that,
maybe
that
was
mimic
it.
Me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
salty
for sure.
Vagina.
I feel insulted.
And also, it went to waste because we didn't even eat the Pringles.
No, we actually walked outside of Walmart, looked around, and then I just dumped him.
You guys couldn't wait till you got home?
No. He was afraid. His main fear was like my mom discovering.
Well, here's what. So what you do is this. Okay.
Did I say rubber bands?
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
You
just said rubber bands. What you do is you take the two sponges, okay? And you take the glove,
okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
So you sandwich the two stumps of sponges on the glove.
No.
No?
No, the two sponges are like this.
Yeah.
And then the glove goes in the middle.
Yeah, you sandwich it.
You sandwich
it. Yeah. That's what I fucking said.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So what's touching your penis has to be the glove.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's on the inside of the of the sponges.
The sponges are like
so the glove opening, right? You wrap it.
Yeah.
Right? So you sandwich it, but then you wrap it around the two sponges.
Yeah.
So it holds in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside the Pringles, the top of it, and then you just rubber band it so it stays in place.
Yeah. Okay.
So it kind of like, it just does that kind of motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you have two sponges.
We had a little arts and craft session upstairs.
Did you try it or did you try it?
Mine felt great.
Did you got one too? You made one too?
Yeah, two butters, two salt vinegar.
Listen. His broke.
Mine broke.
Because I did. Big dick Bobby.
No, it's not that. I did it too aggressively.
Yeah. I mean, he got mad because mine, I got the pink sponges and mine looked more like a real.
Yeah, and I got a green one.
like a green one.
Like Avatar.
And a blue one.
That would
Pandora's
make sense.
Pussy. Yeah.
You're trying to mimic my pussy. Fungus, so yes, it would be green.
Yeah. And so what I found through...
Oh, we forgot the lotion. We bought...
Well, forget the lotion. Okay. Fuck the lotion, okay? Right. What I found is that you have to kind of rubber band the top entrance part really tight because... Mm-hmm. Mine busted open.
I don't understand how the rubber band works.
What do you mean?
Okay, if you're lining it, you're lining the inside of the can with a sponge, and then the inside of that is the glove, right? Yeah. Where does the rubber band actually go?
Well, this is Bob discovered this. He modified.
Also, Bobby, you're the one that's been doing all the research.
No. The next night, he goes, dude, I got it. He's like, Steve,
well,
dude.
Well, you learn, you're like, you grow, Steve, and that's Steve, what life's about.
I got it. And he's like, because we had to redo it.
Yeah.
So he modified it. So before we even put it in the Pringles can, he rubber band it all together.
Yeah,
the sponges with the latex glove. So it sticks stay together. So it's a tighter vagina. Yeah.
Because if you don't put the rubber band around there, then imagine it's like your dick will open it up and it just becomes like
that's it.
You know, poor pussy.
Oh,
poor pussy.
Poor pussy. Yeah, yeah. But like, so I put it, you know, I tightened it.
Yeah.
I tried it a second time just to see, babe, don't get angry.
This is amazing.
Just to see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If my
it's
theory cool. worked.
I kind of want you guys to make it like
I know.
Today.
We should actually.
You should have brought it.
Yeah.
Dude,
but the thing is this.
It's
is
easy
that,
to
so
make.
We made it the first night and I hid mine during the day. My brother just leaves it out. I go, what if mom walks up there?
No, I hid it like on the side of the bed. And
oh, you did hide
it? Yeah.
Oh, I thought like you left it
no
out.
No way. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So you guys each have your little canned pussies.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then who tries it first, you or him?
We didn't do it in the room, same room.
I mean, know, but like, were you like...
Hey, brother, let's do it together.
At what point did you guys convene and then say, hey, like, did it work for you?
The next morning or the next
morning.
Day.
The next day.
And did you, to completion,
well,
did it work?
Mine worked
we
good.
We said good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you say you don't talk about it right when you wake up.
Yeah.
No.
You have coffee. Yeah, say good morning. Later, like a couple hours later. Awkwardly, I turn to him. I go, did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, it works so good, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, mine busted open. So, yeah.
Well, this is my trick. Is I don't know if you
tricks,
I don't know.
You have tricks now.
Well, it was like my style was I didn't use I didn't use lotion, Vaseline.
Mm.
So I took Vaseline.
But you didn't tell me about that.
I didn't?
No.
See, that worked. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, but you should tell me that. That
I
that's
thought
a part.
I did.
Did you go dry, baby?
No, we brought Jergens.
I bought,
like, Vaseline.
I bought, like,
five,
you know how I do
yeah,
it.
We bought, like,
yeah.
I bought five or six different kinds. Yeah,
so
yeah.
My question is this a one-time use pocket pussy, or do you nut inside, and how do you clean it?
Oh, you just take the latex glove out and then discard it.
Oh, so you can reapply.
You can remake one.
It was a 50 glove package.
Yeah, we bought a 50 pack.
Oh, shit.
Oh, 50 pussies.
Yeah, we could have made 50 if we wanted to.
Yeah,
if we wanted to, yeah. But anyway, we did that while my dad was downstairs dying.
Jesus, guys.
You know, so.
It's a weird way to put it, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. But that's the thing.
I hear that sadness does cause people to be hypersexual, though.
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You made a homemade pocket pussy.
I know.
With Pringles.
You think so? I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a name for the both of you.
Yeah.
Like, actually, you know what? Pringles should give us money.
Yeah. Well, we didn't eat it. That's the problem.
They didn't eat the product.
Yeah, we didn't eat the product. Yeah.
No, the can ate your dick. It wasn't the other way around.
We used the vessel it comes in, you know, so.
I feel like they could make money off of it anyways.
Maybe.
Shout out to Pringles.
Oh, yeah, they could. Yeah.
No, they can't. Steve, they can't. Okay. All right?
I mean, market it that way.
Oh, yeah, no, they can't. They're not going to have two Korean guys on their fucking can. Pringles.
The new face of Pringles is a big billboard of you guys.
Yeah.
With like Pringles on your dick.
With the pocket
like, you know
pussy.
How like Anthony Kiedis with the socks on his dick, but then Pringles.
And then just piles of Pringles on back of us because we don't eat them.
We don't even eat them.
Everyone's going to tweet Pringles corporate. Okay.
So here's another thing that we saw. What did we see when we were in?
We went to Santan
a
couple times. Oh, Rogue.
Yeah. Rogue One.
We saw Rogue One.
Yeah. Now, tell me the truth. Were you excited going into it? I know you were.
He kind of ruined my experience, this guy, a little bit.
He tends to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Tell me what I
do. Well, the thing I don't like about... I know you love cinema and everything, but what you do... He tend back me up on this. Yes. Before you even have a chance to enjoy the movie, he reads all the reviews, and then he's like, oh, dude, we're not...
Like, he can't decide for himself.
Exactly. I just want to enjoy the movie experience.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Fuckface.
Yeah.
All right. You enjoyed it.
It was okay.
No.
It wasn't. It was.
You hated it.
No. Dude, 5 minutes into the movie, he goes and like points to the screen like, Steve. Like, and I'm like.
So you couldn't go like watch it.
And he totally, like, his vibe was negative.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that there's only 5 other people in the theater. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
So you think I ruined it for you?
No, I mean, you had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I just say something?
It wasn't good though, right? The characters were kind of... Yeah. It's like, who are these people?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't feel emotionally tied
to
any of them?
No, it's like, the reason why I like Star Wars is because, like, the characters, like, Chewbacca and Han Solo, they're, like, dynamic.
See, here's the thing. Yeah, here, that's
C-3PO and R2-D2. It's like, the character, you fall in love with the characters. Yeah. And even the Millennium Falcon had character, you know
even
what I mean?
Even in the old, the J.J. Abrams version, right, you still have the same, some of the same characters from the Chewbacca's in it.
Yeah.
Right, so there's an anchor of the past.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when George Lucas tried to revive it, they were horrible movies. But still, you're seeing a younger version of Darth Vader. You know, you're watching a younger version of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Right. So, you know, but this one's just these new characters in this world, and I couldn't get behind it.
They just threw them at us. Like, yeah, hey, yeah. And then there's another thing. There's no likability. I didn't like any of the characters.
Like
Donnie
Yen. You like Donnie Yen?
The
force of the I'm with
I had a problem with that guy too.
Is what he was like the
problem? What was the problem?
Well, it's like, dude, it's like he keeps repeating the same, like, I am the force. The force is with me. I am the force.
Kind of
force.
Oh, what about Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah, and it's like, we'll get to that.
But he's not even a Jedi.
Yeah, I know he's not. But it's like, dude, like, I don't know. It's like you could use that. It wouldn't stick like a lightsaber. Might as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, the guy took out like 20 stormtroopers in that.
Don't
in front
spoil
of the temple.
It because I still want to watch
and
it.
Then,
with
and
my...
then he has his Samoan friend. And let me just say something.
Like,
right
who
now.
Are they? How'd they meet?
Here's another
who's
thing.
This guy?
If you're gonna use a Samoan, just use The Rock. In every movie. No. I'm sorry.
Are we sure he was Samoan?
Whatever he is.
No, I don't.
If it's brown and big, just use fucking The Rock.
Brown and big, use The Rock.
Yeah, because I like him. He could be anybody in it. You know what I mean? Just put him in.
I love Diego Luna, though. That you didn't like him, Spanish guy.
No.
I hated
love
him.
And other
ruined
things.
It.
And other things, maybe. But this one, like, who
and
is this guy?
The Imperial guy is ISIS all of a sudden?
Who?
That guy from Of Night.
Don't ruin it for me anymore. I want to watch it just with a free mind.
And there's like
The Night of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Riz.
Riz Ahmed.
Yeah, Riz Ahmed. I love him.
Yeah, but Imperials, they're not Middle Eastern, are they?
They can be anything, right?
I don't know.
Well, the main point is the characters. It was like weak character development. The writing was kind of like, even when they, you know, things happened, I had no attachment to the characters.
Yeah.
I like Star Wars because of what I said earlier. I like it's like,
I
like Yoda. I like Luke.
But there's one thing I think you guys both like was the Darth Vader at the end.
That was cool.
Not really, though.
You didn't like that?
Don't, can
I
you
mean,
guys not ruin this for
me? You're not gonna, baby, I don't watch it's bad.
I want to watch it. I like to figure things out
no,
for
don't
myself.
You, no, don't chew. Don't chew on that. Do what are you, dude, you're talking. You can't chew.
He's so hungry. Look at his
face. Are you hungry? We're going to eat
no,
afterwards.
No. I wanted, those are so good. The sour gummies.
So today
final question before we continue. So did you guys dispose of your Pringles cans? You left it at home?
He
or?
Did it.
Did
you bring it with you?
No, I got rid of the evidence.
Yeah, so it's still
but
in
you know
Gilbert,
what he
Arizona.
Did? You know what he,
no.
What he did was this. He went to my room. Mm-hmm. He went to his room. He broke them all apart.
Yeah, got rid of it.
And he put it all in a trash bag. And he put it in the
outside trash can, the big one.
Yeah, so there's no evidence.
Mom won't find it.
Nope. No.
What do you think your mom would say if she found it?
Pringles.
I don't know. She'd be so weirded out. She wouldn't understand it.
What? I mean, would you say that you fucked it?
No.
So if I'm mom, Steve, what is these?
I don't know what I would
say. No, just
be
try
stuck.
To make something. Steve?
I would just say, it's just, I'm making it something.
It's just making it something.
I'm making something.
Don't worry about it.
You're making something.
Yeah, don't worry.
What are you making?
Don't worry. See if dad needs his tube feeding right now.
A shake? Are you making a shake?
No, it's not a shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough month, huh? Yeah.
What is there to do in Gilbert?
Really nothing.
What did you do? Like, give us your day today.
Well, I try to, you know, go to a couple 12-step meetings, but I realized that it was the same people, like every day they're at this church.
Yeah.
And then they invited me to some potluck dinner. They go, there's going to be a lot of people and we'll bring, you know, and then I went there and it was like literally like old people, like bingo night. Like,
you know, yeah, but still, dude, that's
you know. I mean, but it helped. It helped.
Yeah, but I just wanted to thank you on group level that you, because I was too busy to make it.
No, it's all good, man.
Come on. But look at
it's
me.
Family.
Man. No, but you did it.
It's family, man.
That was really, really.
And your
clutch
tour,
of you.
When we saw you on that night at Los Globos,
yeah,
Steve's band Monkshi Hammer with David Cho and everyone played. You guys were so amazing and so
fun,
tight.
Man. It was fun. No,
exponentially better too.
So better.
Just consider we just went. That was our last show over the tour, so we had all those, you know, warm up shows or whatever. Yeah.
And then you guys are now, you were breaking up, but now what's happening?
Wait, you guys are broken up?
Well, I think not officially. We're actually just kind of like taking a long break, maybe. I don't know. The email was a little gray area. I couldn't really decipher it.
But you guys are just getting started, I know.
But David has, I'm not going to name names, but David has a couple of guys, if you don't know who David Cho is, that are behind the scenes. They're good guys. I love those guys. But they're protective over his money. And they want to make good business decisions with his money. Mm-hmm. And they don't seem to think that
you can't
blame
them. You know,
I don't blame them. Yeah, that's why I'm just explaining it in that way, you know.
Where it has to be profitable at some point.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you guys would be very profitable very soon. I feel like you're on the verge of really becoming.
I mean, our fan base is growing a little bit.
People are rabid about you guys. They
love
you.
Dude, when I go on the road,
but the same way with you guys. I brought this up to George earlier. Every city we went to, there was at least a few Tiger Belly fans.
Yeah.
Portland, Seattle, like, you know, they're everywhere I went. Tiger Belly.
I think one of our listeners who had never seen you guys before, she's a girl, and I think she saw you in, were you in Seattle?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, yeah.
We did Tacoma, then Seattle.
Yeah, she wrote us and said she was absolutely blown away.
Dude, a couple of those shows were sold out. I mean, they're only like 250, 300.
Don't ever do that.
Don't downplay it.
Don't. Yeah. So we sold out. Say it again in the right way.
We sold out a couple of our shows.
Fucking bragging piece of shit. No, don't downplay it. It was
Vancouver was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great city too.
You guys were rated like top 10 Vancouver shows of the year too.
I was showing George that. Yeah. We're top 10. Made a list of shows, top 10 shows in 2016.
How would that make
Dolly Parton was in there.
Rihanna?
Rihanna was in there.
Amazing.
And we're number 10.
So, not to be such a pessimist, but what would your life be like if all of this ended tomorrow?
Ooh. Oh, we were talking about that too. I don't know. Because it's was weird because I went from fat sales, right? Fat Sal's.
So if you're not listening, if you don't know what you don't live in LA, you don't know what Fat Sal's is.
It's a
sandwich shop. My brother,
I was working in the kitchen,
was washing dishes.
I was in it. I was in the kitchen, bagging meat, washing dishes, the whole thing. You know what I mean? And I went from that to like Monchi touring and on this bus, and it's like, you know, from here to here, and then like if that ended, it's like back. You know what I mean? It's like probably not like that, but. It'd be probably hard. That'd be a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But what we talked about, though, is that because my brother mentioned to me that he might want to do his own podcast.
Yes.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to figure out another, who would I do it with?
I think maybe
there's only one person
Eric
in
Griffin.
My mind. It's either two people in my mind that would work for you because they've got to know who you are.
Yeah.
And you
got to
compliment each other.
Yeah, right.
I know, like, you don't, it's either two. It's either Eric or Ilani. Those are the only two in my mind that would work.
Yeah, I'll talk.
I think Ilani could do it.
Yeah, you and Ilani
are so cute.
Very peculiar together that I think that people would latch on to you. You're basically so complimentary.
Look at my brother's eyes. He doesn't.
No, I do. Oh, yeah. No, I was just thinking because I just talked to her sister and you know, the sister's husband, and they love Tiger Belly, and you know they have friends that subscribe to your guys' thing, and they're so happy that you guys were. That Margaret Cho came on, and we're talking about like the Asian American acting, or like the casting aspect of Hollywood, and how you guys are a voice for Asians.
Oh, that's so nice.
And
that's
stuff
nice.
Like that.
That's really nice. That's
just,
nice.
Yeah,
it feels good.
A judge too.
It feels good.
Yeah.
So
a
awesome.
Shout out to Iril and Mark.
Shout out segment.
Yeah, shout out to
And she's a really bright girl.
Oh, so she's super smart.
She can talk
smart.
About anything under the sun.
She's
so it would
super
be perfect.
Smart.
And or Eric.
And we get excited. We also get excited on this podcast when we have other artists and other people doing shit following us and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we got a new follower, a couple of them, mm-hmm. this week. Tell them who they are.
Who?
I have an well, really quick, guys. Before you get into I have an email from.
Oh yes, please read the email.
All right, so yeah.
Please read the email, and then we'll explain it to Steve.
This is an email from a fan. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I don't know who it is. It says, "Hey, Bobby, thanks for sharing our YouTube video. We love your work, and we want to work with you. Afton will write you a rap and everything." Emojis face squinting. The struggle is real. Afton Jillian, Noah Throne.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you know who Afton Jillian is?
No.
Remember that video I showed you of that girl rapping?
Bigger than Dolly Parton.
Which one is it?
Remember Sonic Box, and she was rapping. The struggle is real. You don't remember?
We in LA.
YouTube. Yeah.
You showed
me outside of Walmart.
Yeah.
While you guys were buying the pocket.
Yeah.
You were throwing away the Pringles.
We had the Pringles.
Yeah.
In the car, was already in the car.
Yeah.
And then I go.
And then he goes, "Dude, you got to see this rap video, man. This girl's, check it out."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her.
Oh, wow.
She got a lot of views on YouTube on her page.
Wait, this is like. Well, that's so weird.
Because we talked about it.
Oh.
We talked about her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And listen to me right now also. This other guy, Spence Conley, I don't know if you... Listen.
Oh. You were harsh on him.
I was a little harsh. But let me say something right now. If you're listening, both of you, Spence Conley and Afton Jillian, and Noah the actor, Afton's boyfriend, okay?
Co-rapper.
I've seen your videos more than I've seen any other video in the world.
Yeah, so whether it's good or not.
No, it's good. It's all good because it puts joy in my heart. It does.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. So take that for what it is. You know, a lot of Tiger Valley fans went on there and they viewed some of the videos. And listen, one of my favorite movies of all time is Trolls 2.
Oh, Trolls 2.
It's literally one of my favorite movies of all time. It is a little weird. It's considered to be a bad movie, but it's more entertaining than Rogue One, in my opinion. So it's like, you know, take it for what it is, you know? The other day on Twitter, some guy just added me, "Your stand-up is awful. You're not funny." You know what I mean? You get that a lot when you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like me. You know,
there's a lot of people that love you though too.
Oh, that's true. You know, there's a lot of people that love you too, Steve.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Do you get hate mail, Steve?
I had a couple. Yeah, one or two like haters.
Real like haters, like they wrote an essay to you.
Like you ruined DVD SA. You're the worst. Fuck, your music is the worst. You know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like that. But you know what?
Does it hurt
do?
You when you read it though?
You just can't take it personal.
But do you take it personal?
I could go to a dark place.
Do you want to find them?
Yeah. Well, I just kind of want to.
What are your fantasies?
Just finding out where they live or kind of like, "Hey, is this where you live?"
So you find one of them, you see them, you say to them.
So a guy walks out of his house, right? Stevie Lee's on his lawn, right? Yeah. "Hey, what are you doing here?"
Like,
"Yeah, is this where you live?" Yeah, I'm here. I walked out of my own house. And then what are you going to do in your fantasy?
I'll just be like, okay.
And then you go back
and
home.
And then whatever.
And just walk away. But
what?
No.
It's actually more intimidating.
Because you're planting the seed. Like that. Remember the NWA movie where that guy's outside of Jerry Heller and he goes, "You live here?"
Yeah.
And he just walks away.
Yeah, it's
kind of like that. It's
that's what
you don't know where they're coming from.
And then the guy would probably think, Stephen Lee, he lives in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Guy flew all the way to Ohio to do that?
Yeah. He's serious.
Yeah. But you had a hater back in the day. Remember me and Craig looked up?
Oh, yeah.
We put it through that website.
Yeah.
And he lived somewhere Whittier or something.
Yeah.
Bob had a huge hater. That, like, you
every
were the worst
day,
in that TV.
50 times a day.
Worst acting.
On every piece of the Facebook, any social media,
mm-hmm.
he would just write these fucking.
Oh, dude.
And I'm so retarded. I don't know how to block people. Oh, no, I would block them, and then he would create another account.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they
He would come back, yeah.
But then there was a website, and Craig did it.
Yeah.
And we found out the address of where.
So then I said, and the phone I know number, where you live.
The whole thing.
You know what I mean?
And he typed in the address, yeah, and then it just ended it right there.
It ended it, yeah.
It scared the shit out of this kid.
Yeah. You have to know where they live. You know what the thing is you can be a cyber bully if you want to, right? But they should make a law. If you're going to do it, just reveal your real self.
Yeah.
Because you look at a lot of like Trump like supporters. If I go to like Trump's Twitter,
yeah,
I read a lot of the comments, and the ones that are supporting him are like obviously not the person. You know what I mean? That's
fake accounts.
They're fake accounts. Mm. They have two followers, right? And then they're following 10,000 people, and they're just fake accounts. A hot chick,
mm-hmm,
right? There's no other photo, and they're huge Trump defending him. You know, yeah. You should in social media. You should be able to. Do whatever you want to do, but reveal your true self.
Well, something very awful happened to me.
What happened?
This past week.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
What, a hater? A troll?
No, someone blocked me.
Oh.
Wait, on Instagram?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
That fan blocked me. I didn't even follow him. I wasn't even following him.
Why did he do that?
I don't know how. He didn't block Bobby.
What's going on? Oh, I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Life is so unfair. I'd only check his account when Bobby would tell me to check his account, but I never followed him.
Wait, I don't understand. How did he know you were even looking at his shit?
Well, we talked about it on the podcast a few
times. Oh, there you go.
Right, there you go.
Okay, why would he block me and then not Bobby? You think that's Hollywood politics?
Dude, well, because also I love him. He knows it.
Oh, bullshit, Bobby.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me tell you something right now, okay? I'm going to just show you one. All right, Instagram, this is what I love.
Oh,
okay?
Damn, he hit over 10,000.
No, he had 12 and he dropped down.
You see?
Oh.
Wait, how did you know,
how do you
so
know
quick?
That?
What? I'm obsessed with him.
Well, I can't look at it anymore, so someone share with me. I'm going to have to start a troll account, I guess.
He did a New Year's, a Happy New Year's photo. And he goes, this is it. He says, Happy New Year, everybody, right? And he does this photo.
Oh, he looks
it's
stoned.
His blue steel.
No, but it's his, like, model, like, you know, I'm handsome kind of a photo.
It's like he zoomed up from another picture.
Yeah, so that one kind of drove me crazy.
But it's causing me a lot of grief and misery. And I don't know who to blame for the fact that he blocked me.
Oh, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's it's a great account.
Yeah.
I think everyone should.
There's also this
him.
Really fat guy in a canoe that hates me a lot.
Why?
On Instagram.
Why?
I don't know. He's just like, I might be from Whittier, actually. He's a really, really fat guy in a canoe, and he's always like, his pictures, he's probably like 400 pounds. He might be like Filipino or Asian, but all his pictures is just of him and his like fat body in a canoe that I'm surprised hasn't sunk, and like he just fishes. It's weird who hate me.
Here's another thing is that when I posted this one, right?
The picture of
I was there. You did that
penis.
In Arizona.
Right, but then there was a guy on here that commented. I think it's still there. That's disgusting. Why would you hire a model? That poor model. You know, it has to touch your penis. And then some guy said, that's his girlfriend. He goes, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It can't be. He's just a comedian.
Yeah, that. You know what?
Right? And then I was just, and I'm reading it going, what?
Yeah. You know what it is? What? To the outside world or other single men, they can't. They can't agree with that, or even that can't enter in their mind that a person that looks like you.
Wait, stop. Stop there. Just stop there.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean?
No, but what
No, you said a person that looks like you.
No, just your vibe or just
what
you
are. No. You went from so look to vibe.
It's not just my fucking physical presence. It's my fucking energy.
No, it's just your whole being.
Yeah, what?
What?
So you said everything about you,
but
Bobby.
I'm just saying, to them, they can't even believe there's no way. It's like an alternate
reality. Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something about you. They can't accept you being with someone like that.
I think that's like a lack of exposure.
It's like that guy you told me in Tempe, Bob went to the ATM,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And you guys are standing together, and then there's like a frat dude.
Yeah.
And then he looked at you guys together, and he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And he was like fucking pissed.
He
was
angry,
like,
fuck.
He was like punching the wall.
Yeah. It's like that
angry.
Thing.
Yeah, but to me, it's like, it's not, I don't, you know, first of all, I don't look at Kalila. Like, she's like family now.
Dang, I'm so unfuckable.
No, that's not what I mean. No, but you know what I mean.
You'd rather fuck a Pringles can than me.
salt and vinegar.
There
and
it
vinegar.
Is. Yeah, yeah. There it is.
But she's like, I love her, right?
So it starts to feel that way, though. After Christ. You've been with someone for a while, it becomes so functional.
Yeah.
That, yeah, you love each other a lot, but it does start to feel like a sibling. It's kind of gross. That's I want to. We got to snap out of that.
We got to snap out of that.
We got to be lovers again.
Because we had sex last week and it was weird, huh?
It wasn't weird. You just, it's my shit always gets itchy.
Oh, wait, you got itchy?
Yes.
Dude, let me, I think I know what it is.
Because it's a Pringles in my vagina.
No, it's his feet.
Yeah, it is. His
they
feet.
Smell so bad. Let me tell you, in Arizona, because he was wearing these shoes, the Costins, and I'm like, oh, you got the Costins too. They're good, right? but he had a different colorway.
He had the
neon colors.
Whatever.
And so we're about to watch The Wailing with my mother, you know, Wailing. Yeah, yeah. And he takes off his shoes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we're sitting by the table. And I go, what's that fucking smell?
Yeah. The movie came with the smell.
No, it was his feet.
I know, man.
It's like deep, it rotten. Deep. Like, and then we're at Walmart and then like, Dr. Scholes, I try to put it in there. He's like, dude, I don't need that, dude.
It's because he loves his fungus feet.
And then I even sprayed it. He was watching something on his iPad, and he brought a spray, and he wasn't using it. So I go, can I spray it? And he goes, yeah. And I just...
Yes, you sprayed the fuck out my foot.
Yeah, I sprayed
it. It was driving him that crazy.
It just smelled...
Yeah.
Has he always had, like... Mm-hmm. So going back to the thing of the itch, I think it's maybe...
All right, Steve, you're not a fucking doctor.
I know.
You know,
it's a hypothesis.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a great hypothesis.
It's a great hypothesis.
Yeah.
Great hypothesis.
And Kalila and I, we watched a great documentary the other day.
You watched several.
But the one that really hit home for me was At the Fork.
At the Fork.
Hmm. Where's that?
Russia. What it is it's about and it's a documentary about a guy. He's a filmmaker. And he has a wife who's a vegetarian, and he comes from a deep Italian family. They do barbecue,
lots of ribs,
right? And she was just basically like, you don't know the suffering these animals go through and whatnot, and you should, you know, kind of explore something on this topic. And so he did a documentary about it, and it was really eye opening, man.
Yeah, I think that people might be turned off at the idea that maybe this is trying to like push like veganism or it doesn't. It actually just, it's very unbiased in the sense that it tells you to just be responsible about where you get your meat.
Like, wait, I miss what you said.
The whole thing?
Yeah, like my mind wasn't even here.
What?
My mind went somewhere else.
Stop.
I swear to God, I don't know what happened.
Stop. I knew, you know why I know that
Why was I?
Because when I was talking about it, this is what you did. And if you can see it on this,
Sometimes
he doesn't look at me, and he's looking at something else. He's having a conversation.
You see his lips moving?
Yeah, like I'm in the car with him, dude, and like we'll be driving, and I'll be talking about him, and I'll look over, and he'll just be like talking to
fucking imaginary.
Yeah,
it's like nuts. A scenario it's in his really head, crazy.
Right?
It's
and he nuts. Just did that.
I don't know. I've had that for a while. I'm so sorry.
But you don't have. That. You're not hearing like voices, right?
No. It's like I just tune out.
What were you thinking about though?
I had a dream about you the other night, and I was thinking about that dream.
Don't look at me right now. You being serious?
No, I'm serious.
What was the dream?
You weren't there. You were in the dream, but you sent me and Bob. You lived in San Diego in a house. That's where you lived, in a house in San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the whole reason why you lived there is because you're like, I like the commute from San Diego to L.A.
Why?
LA's too. I wrote some of it down.
You wrote it down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh.
Please tell me
my
this.
My brother wrote down
please
a dream.
Please read it.
Because right
Steve.
When I woke
can
up.
Can I read it? Maybe if I can read
no,
it.
Let Steve read it.
Let me just see if I can read his handwriting. Let me just read it. I won't read it online.
Steve,
let me
that's
read
a
it.
Grocery list.
Let me see. Oh, it is true. It says right here read on the up. Top. Gilbert dream.
Please read it, Bob.
Yeah. Please, yeah.
Can I read it?
Yeah. Well, it won't make any sense.
It doesn't matter. Let me read the whole thing and then let's interpret it, okay? My brother wrote down on a piece of paper Gilbert dream in a parentheses. Not parentheses.
Parentheses.
Those aren't parentheses. What do you call those?
Parentheses.
Parentheses.
Bracket.
Okay.
Bracket, yeah.
San Diego House Mira Mesa? Papa Howie's? Pasta sausage.
Meatballs
chop. Long jalapenos.
Right? His band
then
names?
You said one bedroom, no bedroom. San Diego house. Oh yeah. And it says, I left room, you guys order. More can move back and forth. our mom skipped in dog shit. Yeah, get on your carpet.
Oh,
Resolve
Jesus.
Spray.
Resolve spray.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, only the bob went down. Kalila sent us, went to gas station to set you blunts. Phillies, 8-pack. Right. It's a zigzag. But too expensive. No slide. Shoot it. Shove it. What?
It's a skate trick.
No slide. Shove it.
Yeah, no
slide. Shove it.
Oh, yeah.
Infant. Recognize. AA. Blank dude.
Wow. That's like very poetic.
So, okay.
No. That's your next song.
Yeah.
Gilbert Dream. Okay.
So what Break happened was...
Go close to the mic.
Okay, so what happened was you live down there. And okay. So we were in your living room. And I went outside and you guys had ordered food without me. Like, mm-hmm. I was
We went
left.
To Papa John's.
No, you had it delivered. And what this...
But it was from Papa John's.
Papa Howie's.
What's Papa Howie's?
It's just the name of this Italian restaurant.
You made up
is
your
it
own
real?
No, it was a real place in my dream.
Yeah. And but is it real? Is it real life?
No.
So you made up? Wait.
No, in your dream, it was Papa Howie's. You ordered Papa Howie's.
I ordered Papa Howie's.
But yeah, that's your favorite.
But Papa Howie's doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
So in your mind, you created Papa Howie's.
Papa Howie's in my dream.
Oh.
So Papa Howie's, you got, and I went into the back into the house, and you're eating this delicious pasta, delicious pasta platter, and it had those long sausages you would get in pasta,
but then
meatballs too. So meatballs,
meat.
Long sausage,
and
jalapenos, and I remember in the dream like, whoa, you guys didn't order me any. And then you guys were eating it, like really enjoying that. So,
and what's the other stuff?
I left, and then somehow, okay, commute back and forth. And then my mom entered the dream. I don't know when that happened, but she stepped in dog shit and tried to go on your carpet and got it
so
on.
So you used Resolve Spray.
Yeah, because I think that stemmed from.
We use that here.
And my mom has it at home.
You know,
so
it's so good. I'm glad I read it first. Now everything's cleared up.
Yeah.
This is like kind
of Resolve spray to get the shit out of the carpet because that's Resolve sprays in my mom and dad's and Gilbert. Only Bob went.
Talking to the mic.
Okay. And then somehow we ended up at the gas station because you wanted to. You had weed, and then I got you. You're like, you wanted blunts, and I got a Phillies 8-pack blunts, and that's when I did the skate. There's red curbs, and I did a skate trick, and then
no slide, you did
yeah, no slide, shove it,
yeah, shove it,
and then these guys in AA walked up, and I go, hey, what are you guys doing here? You're in San Diego too, and then that was a dream.
How did it make you feel? Why did it?
And you wrote it down.
I wrote it down.
Why?
Because it was detail. The reason why I wrote it down because there's details in the dream. You know what
What's
I'm saying?
Your interpretation of it.
I don't know. What do you think it means?
The last time I saw you was like 2 months ago.
I know, but you're in it. It was your house. It was your house in San
Maybe
Diego.
Because you had just come back from Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh.
Gilbert.
There is a correlation with my name and the city.
Yeah. Wow.
Gilbert.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry for that. It just stuck with me. I'm like, I gotta tell. I don't know what this
is. When did you write that down? Last night?
2 or 3 nights ago.
You wrote it down 2 or 3 nights ago?
Well, right when I woke up, I'm like, you know, I should write. Because I remembered the name of the Italian restaurant.
Papa Howie's.
Yeah. We gotta open one, guys.
Yeah, we gotta open one.
But that sounds
so
good. Doesn't that sound good? It's a pasta dish. Listen. Listen.
Yeah.
Pasta dish, marinara sauce, meatballs, and sausage,
and long jalapenos
on there.
You have that in every fucking Italian restaurant.
Except the jalapenos.
Does that exist, George?
That was weird, the jalapenos.
What, he's not Italian? What are you looking for?
I don't know why.
Yeah, why'd you look it up like he's fucking Italian?
I don't know. You would know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that was really interesting
crazy,
that you would write down your dreams.
Yeah.
Why did you always write down your dreams or was that the first time?
No, there's a couple. I have a couple, like a notebook. I have a couple dreams I write
here's
down.
Here's what
details.
I
like the
details.
What
we need you to do is we need you to come and read some of your dream book to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start a dream book.
He has one.
Yeah.
Details, huh?
Let me ask you. When he read the stuff, did it sound like a crazy person wrote it?
No, it just sounded like you were jotting down notes of what
you were.
Yeah.
To trigger the memory.
Yeah.
Why did you keep that?
I don't know, because I knew I would see you, and I'm like, you know what? This would be interesting to bring
up.
But
what is he going to go? That's cool, dude.
No, I don't know what it meant. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why.
Maybe we should analyze it.
Yeah. Oh, can we get a dream interpreter?
Let's try to do
it now. How do we do that?
Well, we already figured it out. Gilbert, Arizona.
No, it might not be that, too. It might be how you feel about Gilbert.
Yeah, I have a house Gilbert, in San Diego.
You don't want him near you.
He's so not the type to smoke blunts, either.
He doesn't smoke blunts.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe it's his future.
No, it's not his future.
I book a show, then I move to San Diego.
No, you get out of the business.
Oh, I get out of the
you
business.
You get so depressed, you start smoking blunts.
San Diego, though.
Wow. Yeah.
But you're such a foodie, so you open a restaurant called Papa Howie's.
But then I like the commute to LA for no reason.
You just do the podcast, though.
Oh, I still
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can hang on to is a podcast.
Oh, shit.
Something bad's about to happen to you this year.
Fuck, I'm so depressed.
But think of Papa Howie's.
Maybe you'll have your own Italian chain of restaurants or like a good Papa Howie's. That sounds like a good
Dude,
name.
Please, Steve, shut the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, we'll stop. We'll get off.
You know how much improvement and how many new things are happening this new year?
What do you mean?
Your brother has essentially almost quit smoking completely.
I've never seen this before, though.
I'm proud of him, dude.
Well, I smoked one yesterday, and then... But today I smoked like 10 again. You know
why? Jesus. I didn't know that.
Well, because I lost my fucking thing. And then, I'm doing the show for Comedy Central called The Goddamn Comedy Jam. And so, you know, I knew what song I was going to do for a couple weeks. But then I was like, I'll just memorize it the night of. Last night, because I knew I had rehearsals today. Last night at 2 in the morning, I'm reading. I couldn't do it. She even got me a karaoke machine. I couldn't fucking do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's too hard.
It's my
words.
Own karaoke machine.
So then today, I woke up and I emailed them. I can't make it to rehearsal. And they're like, you're coming. You have to go. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone's coming. But then I show up. Nick Swartzen didn't come.
Some people didn't, yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't come. But I have to go. So now I have to sing. And that's why I sang. Full band, all the producers, everything. And then they go, hey, tomorrow at 4, can you meet a voice coach? I go, yeah.
Oh,
so I have to meet a voice coach.
What song?
You can't say it, right?
No, I can't say it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like Dancing with the Stars kind of?
Yeah, but I'm
like
singing.
Karaoke?
Yeah, but then, you know, I told them to get me an outfit where I could just take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And show my dick.
So if you can't sing, just make up for it with your dancing.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, dude, it's just fun, right?
It's not, because tonight, all the executives came down to see my story, because you have to tell a story beforehand.
Oh.
So it's a lot of pressure.
What do you mean with story? Like,
so I have to tell a story why.
Comedy?
Yeah.
Get closer, Steve.
Tell her why I'm singing the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you
didn't. Tell him who wrote that, though.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, and Kalila wrote the story. See, here's what happened.
Oh, you wrote the thing to Kalila?
Hey, writer cred.
No, what happened was this, okay? Last week, I'll just tell you what the artist is.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
So Comedy Central went to Rod Stewart and said, or his people, and said, we have a guy who's going to do our show. He wants to do your song. And he said, no. So then what they said to me was, if you wrote a plea to their people, a good letter, then we might be able to get the song. So I didn't want to do it. I go, fuck, Kalai, you do it.
Okay.
So she does it. She sends it. And then the note, the Comedy Central's note back, we love the story. Not only are they doing the song, but we want the story to be in there. So she, whatever she wrote.
Wow, good job,
is
Kalai.
What made them go, let's do, like we're excited about this.
Damn, Kalai.
Yeah, so cool. She killed it. Give her a round of applause. She killed it. But you know, I have to take the voice lessons and this and that, and
you don't want
to
do any.
I know.
You
know what
it
is at school. I did the same thing. Like the reason why I didn't do well in school is because if I had a test, I wouldn't do it until that morning study.
Which sometimes works for some people. Like I've always been a very efficient procrastinator. Were you? Did you get good grades in school, Steve?
A's, B's.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Okay. When you were a freshman, I was in high school. And we had the same math class.
Oh, wow. So you were a senior. He was...
A freshman.
You're in a class with your little brother.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. We had the same...
Really?
One half of the semester.
So you were probably still in algebra.
So my brother was in regular freshman, and I'm in retard class.
Yeah.
Like, you just never excelled in school.
I'm dumb.
Even like, no, you're not dumb.
You're not dumb.
But even in junior college, you didn't. It was
yeah.
You know,
I would never
your heart wasn't in it. You didn't.
I would go
yeah.
to a room.
He's not good with structure.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
I would go to a room. There's on Palomar campus. It's a community college in San Marcos. They had these like little rooms that you could just walk in, and there's a piano.
Oh, you would play the piano.
And I would just play the piano for 8 hours.
You're just a creative person. They say now that the rate of graduation has actually gone up because high school is so much less boring. Like, they curtail it to more of what works for a learner like him or a learner like you. Not everybody learns the same way, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to change the curriculum to make it kind of more specific to one student.
Like, you're in science, they go, you want to build a snow castle or whatever they build, you know, and then I build one.
They don't have subjects anymore, so they learn it in like a more holistic type of way. So I hear that high school is so much more fun now than when we were in high school, which sucks. I fucking
hate it's high like school. High school was like then you'd be in biology class and you don't understand a word they're saying. Right? And then I learned how to sleep with my eyes open. No, I did. I could fall asleep with my eyes open like this.
I can't do that.
Yeah. I'll be full deep sleep with my eyes open. And then one time, my junior year, I was such a bad kid. They had me, you know, like they had regular desks, but then they had a desk for me with the walls. Mm-hmm. Right? So it was in the last row, but I had the walls. So, because they knew I wasn't going to listen anyway. So I would just sit there. And one time, I choked off. And then I forgot his last name. But he went over the wall.
He saw you.
Yeah, and I was like this, and he didn't say anything.
Did he watch?
Well, he caught me jerking off.
Oh,
in there.
God.
I mean, I guess I've done that too. We had a substitute teacher, Mr. Holt.
Yeah.
And there's two parts of the chemistry room. There's where the chairs are at, and then there's a lab behind it. And I guess I blew someone because he put on a movie. He was like the laziest substitute teacher, so he would just kind of like.
You blew somebody in class?
In the lab.
In the middle of class?
In the class?
Yeah, while the movie was going on.
Oh, damn.
But I really liked him. I really liked him. Like, he was my crush of all crushes.
You would never do that with me. You wouldn't blow me in a fucking class.
You take him to a science lab right now.
Yeah.
Blow him.
I've blown you in the weirdest places ever. What are you talking
about?
You have. Yeah, you have.
Like, where?
Wait, give me three places.
Three places.
What? Three?
I want to know.
No.
Three.
Because
here's another thing I used to do, though, is when I was on, because when I was using, I would ditch class.
Meth?
Yeah, on meth. I would ditch class, and I would go to the fucking library of the school, and I would read scientific, like, books about like weird sexual shit, and I would jerk off in the fucking library.
Power?
Yeah.
Who were your friends in high school? Like his incest, people? Like, did you guys have different
people?
Dude,
I was on the wrestling team, and so I was a Christian. I was a part of the student venture.
Dude, he was.
I was.
He was totally not even warped. Just a Christian. He was like one of those. Like,
I was a diehard like
Bible
I
thumper.
No, yeah. He would take the Bible and then paste the fucking pages on his wall.
The verses and stuff?
Yeah.
The verses. It was like, you know.
Hardcore.
Hardcore, dude.
Do you still pray?
I don't believe in religion.
Anymore? When did that happen for you? College?
Maybe in college when I took acid or something, something shifted. I'm like, this is just, this is all bullshit. Because there's other dimension in my dorm room, and there's dead people. And this is not making sense right now. Yeah. What I've learned, you know what I mean? This fucking... Yeah. What they've taught me throughout all this shit, it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna, you know.
I always feel like Bible literalists are I always associate people who are Bible literalists with some type of like mental disorder. Like every time you know how people like anytime you speak to them, they're so like blindly faithful that they just recite back verses at you instead of trying to like reason with you.
Yeah,
I always feel like there's a degree of like psychological like unwellness there.
But they don't have the we're a product of our environment, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that, right? So it's like when somebody's a jihadist and they're doing, I mean, it's in my eyes evil and bad, but it's not as if they were raised with that, right? I mean, it's like if we were in that situation, is what, you know, that's all
they know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I, you know, if I was a Christian, I would make an assumption that, listen, we're a product of our environment. And if somebody doesn't believe, right, not judge them and just understand that they just were raised, you know what I mean, differently. And they were exposed to different things.
So what do you, since I know that he talks about God removing his addiction, what is your God? Like I can't really,
you know, there's no name attached to it,
but
it's not like.
Do you believe God removed your addiction?
God, that's put me on the spot. I mean, in a way it does, because it's a power greater than yourself, although we can't label it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I literally feel, I'm not, I mean, this is real, this is, I really do believe, and I don't know why I believe this, and I've had this discussion with Kalila, that some spiritual power has literally removed it, because I used to be a fiend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, me too. All, like, I love the taste of beer more than like anything. Like,
yeah,
it's like wheat soda to me, and like that obsession's been removed. I don't know when that happened, but
yeah, I don't know
somewhere
how, but it did.
Along the line of my sobriety, I just didn't fiend for it anymore. You know what I mean?
But do you think you didn't do that though?
No, come on, dude.
Right. So you believe
I could have got beer tonight. I went to Trader Joe's.
I know, but you believe though that like something intervened.
Yeah, I just don't know what that is. Yeah, I don't want to put a name on it, oh, it's Muhammad or Jesus or Buddha. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You just can't, something out there we can't see.
Yeah, that's what I believe, you know?
But
that's not good enough for religious people.
Yeah, and then religious people, the reason why, and they're so big on, like, if you don't believe the way we believe, you're going, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to hell. It's like, dude, like, come on, dude. You can't really...
But there are
damn many, people like that.
There are a lot of like different sects of Christianity now that are so open, or so open to like the LGBTQ.
No, some of the principles I dig. Yeah. Like the principle, some Christian principles I dig, you know, but just not the whole damnation part, or
I feel like
you're going to
like
hell or whatever.
I feel like most Christians that I know aren't like that. Most Christians that I know are reasonable people.
Christians that not my experience, not growing up, you know.
Yeah.
Every Christian I know thinks that, maybe have gay friends, but they think that it's an abomination.
Not the people I know. Like,
well, they're not Christian.
Probably,
then. They're not Christian.
They
then.
Are though. They
How?
Are.
How are they Christian if they don't believe that?
They go to church. They believe in God. They do goodwill. Like,
so they believe, your Christian friends
believe, they
believe
in tolerance
that
and understanding.
Because, but it doesn't matter. They're going to go to heaven nonetheless.
Yeah, they don't subscribe to that portion
of Christianity. Then.
I feel like that's kind of like an older way of thinking that people still subscribe to, but not a lot of Christians.
What did the Seventh-day Adventists think?
It's bad, but the kids don't care that much.
No, but what does the people, like the foundation?
Officially it's bad, but it's not one of the top 10 commandments. It's
But are they going to go to hell?
It's mixed. It's a mixed view. The official view is probably, but
I thought there was no hell.
We are in hell.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a matrix. This is hell. We are in hell.
Whoa. Whoa, shit.
Wow. Get into that. Whoa.
We're in the matrix.
Yeah.
It's like...
He's going to... my brother's about to do some shit.
It's like even like in
words.
School...
yeah. Here we go.
Diagram. Oh?
That's the
tennis court?
That's the upside down.
It's pong.
From...
Oh, no, division.
Division?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mathematics, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what this really means?
What?
This is the sun above us.
Yeah.
And this is the black hole sun.
Like Soundgarden?
This is Stranger Things. Yeah. Upside down.
Black hole sun.
Yeah. This is real shit. This is what divides.
So tell us what the sun is and the black hole
sun. The sun is the what you see above you.
Yeah.
But the black hole sun is, you know, we
the
can't
underworld?
See it. Yeah, but we're always believe, like even in Christianity, that don't go down here. This is hell. But it's this. That's really everything we've talked is reversed. It's real.
Down.
This is really the land of perpetual twilight. We need to go down there to the black hole. The black hole. Like you ever notice, like whenever you pray, you know you put your head down.
Yeah.
You're really directing your attention to the black hole sun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because when you're
this is a division.
Bit...
Like we're divided, and that's a way out of this matrix.
Because that's not
to
too
to
far
hell?
From the
no,
idea.
No, to go to
of, like...
to be free.
Of grounding.
We're recycled here in this world. We have all been recycled.
What's this theory? What's this theory called?
You're scaring the shit out of me. I've never heard of this before.
He knows so much about it.
What do you mean?
We were in Gilbert doing the Pringles thing. And you could have said something at the Walmart where we're getting the Pringles thing?
No, I'm just starting to realize stuff now.
Who taught you that?
Where did you read this?
But isn't it cool?
But where did you read it? Where did you read it, though?
I just look stuff up, man. It's all okay. It's the stuff that I've been like the reptilian stuff, kind of eventually
Here
led
go,
to this
go.
Stuff.
What's that stuff?
Gilbert's not familiar with your
reptilian
belief.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just about reptilians. They live off human energy, like negative energy.
Like most presidents.
They're you can't see them. They're outside of our
dimension
spectrum. Yeah. So they're in the fourth dimension. Yeah, and they're like parasites. They live off of our our energy.
Yeah.
They use humans as like puppet.
But this stuff's interesting because I'm like, because it all talks about symbols and like the way we're like controlled by symbols, like everything, like through the media, mm-hmm. the all-seeing eye, and how it's
is there
like,
a YouTube video I can watch?
Yeah, quasi-luminous.
Dude, you know so much about this, man.
Yeah, and wait, then there's another kid named Devin Madge. Look, Devin Madge.
If we look up quasi-luminous,
mm-hmm. yeah,
right,
he breaks it down, dude. He does. This dude knows some shit.
Is he? What color is he?
He's a white dude.
And who is he?
I don't know. He makes YouTube videos, and you'll learn a lot, though. Yeah, I was telling him our sound guy on tour. Like, I think I scared him though. So shout out to Chris. Yeah, we're talking one night in the hotel room, and I was like, we're like talking about conspiracy theories and and this, and then, but then when I saw that, I'm like, whoa, symbols are like, there's like deeper meanings in all these symbols, like the CBS symbol that means something. Oh, in video games,
it's an eyeball.
I know. I have Horus and all that stuff.
Yeah,
Egyptian symbols.
Like here, this Red Bull is the two bulls.
That's ironically enough, that is a symbol.
What is the symbol of that?
Steve, I'm gonna.
Like duality and stuff. The sun, something that has just, to.
You can say that about anything.
Quasi.
What about this?
It's like this.
I don't know about the Fiji bottle, but that definitely.
Yeah, this is a symbol. Like, look. See the petals? They all represent wings.
But the Red Bull
wings, angel wings, they're all dying.
The Red Bull one definitely.
No, you can't just pick and choose.
No, quasi.
What about this? These grandma chocolate ones. The grandma is. She's a demon. Look at her. She's a lizard demon.
She might be.
Come on, man.
That's really interesting, though.
It is
interesting.
I'm not super into like deep conspiracy theories.
No, but this
like...
makes sense because it's a symbol that we've known as a division symbol, but there's a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
It's like we are divided between worlds.
When
you
put that picture up of the division symbol, like he didn't know what it was. I don't think he knows how to divide.
I know how to divide, bitch.
That's long hand division.
I don't know how to do long. You know what I mean? Shorthand.
Just calculator.
Wow. You know what's so weird about you is that you and I were raised.
Oh, remember that book that I got and I was at the post office?
Yeah.
And then it scared up. He threatened to get me locked up in an insane asylum.
Why?
because he goes,
what?
He was around my neighborhood and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm on Wilcox. So I'm at the post office because I ordered a book online.
Oh, my God.
God, what's the name of it? The Other Dimensions, The Glimpses of Other Realities.
Yeah.
I think Barbara Marcy. Or something. And then we started opening it. I opened it, and then there was like crazy pictures of like aliens. And,
Or that one time we were in Hawaii, and you're like, you disappeared for 8 hours at night. And at 5 a.m, you came home.
I was high. I was smoking weed.
I know, but look at the aliens. Look at the ghosts.
I was so high.
Who are notable people that are alive right now who you for sure think are reptilians? Like, is there anybody in like politics? Is Donald Trump a reptilian?
The Queen in England, old lady with the white hair.
Yeah, we know
we
have the Queen.
Fucking the Pope.
Yeah.
He's an alien.
I mean, there's
all the popes that have ever existed.
I don't know. I wouldn't really. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else?
Anyone in politics, maybe. They're not reptilian, but they're definitely crossbred.
So positions of power.
Let me ask you this.
No.
So Bill Clinton looks in the mirror and he's aware that he's half a lizard.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Oh, so you don't really believe it?
I mean, I can't name off the top, but I don't know exactly who's crossbred with who.
Crossbred?
Like reptilians, mating with humans.
You just believe they're out there.
Yeah, I just, it's interesting. I mean, people believe in, people die for the name of religion. It's
absurd
like, I can't have,
study
can. Other things.
You can.
You know what?
You can.
Your it's shit
like,
is far Because
more... I'm outside of, like, that religion shit's like a fucking, to control you. It's a belief system to just, this
we know
is
what
all.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
so
a
it's
tool.
Like, I wanted to, I like looking up alternate thinking and
that's great.
Theories
that's
and
good.
Stuff.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's all.
Don't get angry.
I'm not. I'm just kind of defending myself.
Yeah, don't defend yourself. No, I accept you for who you are. You know?
But yeah, quasi-luminous and Devin Madge. Look
what
him
is
up.
The second one?
Devin Madge.
Devin Madge.
M-A-D-G-Y. Yeah. Devin, he's a fucking smart kid. This kid knows what's up. Yeah.
He's a kid?
Yeah. No, he's in his 20s, He's not a kid, but, mid-20s.
His 20s, how
yeah, I don't know, but just look him up, man.
We will.
How does anyone know about anything? You know what I mean?
That where are we at with time, Gilbert?
We're past an hour. Yeah, past an hour.
Oh, wow.
First, before we do the questions, you guys want to talk about the past UFC
fights? Yeah.
So UFC 207, Ronda Rousey, Amanda Nunes. Thoughts?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Well,
Ronda and Amanda.
I'm going to, this is what my opinion about it is, okay? I was telling my brother this, is that you know, my brother and I have been fans of the UFC since the beginning.
I mean, we were into Pride.
We were into Pride and Sakuraba, all that shit. Sakuraba and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But even before that, you would see guys like Coleman or Mark Kerr. Remember Mark Kerr?
Mm-hmm. Igor, the wrestler? Igor Vochanchin.
Yeah. And even like Tank Abbott, right? So they were great.
Yeah. He was fun.
For their time, mm-hmm. but a Tank Abbott can't beat a Jon Jones.
Hell no.
Right? And
Tank
because.
Abbott's a bar brawler.
Because the sport evolved.
Yeah.
And you got, when you have more money and more eyes watching it, and as when it becomes more legitimate, you get more legitimate athletes wanting to participate. And now you have excellent athletes, the greatest in the world, competing in men's UFC. I think that Ronda Rousey was good for her time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pioneer.
Her run, but there wasn't a lot of people in that time doing it.
Yeah, there hadn't been a lot of girls who were either Muay Thai girls or a lot of striking girls who had decided, okay, let's try MMA because it's a lucrative career for us. It just wasn't an option then because it really wasn't a lucrative career. So Ronda Rousey didn't have the pool of women to truly compete with. I mean, there were a few. You can't discount the fact that, you know, she did beat Kat Zingano. She's beat Misha Tate. She's definitely fought some strong girls, but it's still very limited pool of women that she fought.
But if you see the dismantling of Misha Tate versus Amanda Nunes.
Oh, dude, mm-hmm. she destroyed
her. Let me ask you something, okay? If I'm Ronda Rousey's coach.
He's dumb.
Who, Edmund?
Right, yeah.
He's
right,
dumb. I'm the worst. A coach,
and you watch the Misha Tate fight, right? You would have to, like, show Ronda, this is Amanda fighting Misha. Would you then encourage her to do striking with her?
No.
Amanda Nunes isn't wrong in saying that Edmund is stupid for convincing Ronda that she's a boxer.
Dude, she didn't even try to level change or
anything.
She was just standing upright getting hit.
She did try to clinch, but it was not working.
That was like a half a second. She tried to do that, and then she just
What was her game plan? Eat a shot so she could close the gap?
That's what I thought was going to
happen. If you look at the training videos, like the little
shots
they had.
You can't just eat a shot,
though. She's at a bag, and like Edmund going, yeah, that's right. And she's pretending.
Yeah, just.
It's like, you don't do that.
In real
fighting. You do what you know, which is jiu-jitsu and judo and all that shit.
This is my thoughts on it. I mean, I don't think that I don't think that she would have won that fight regardless of whether or not she was trained by Edmund, but I think that she probably would have lasted longer than 48 seconds if she got with somebody who didn't mind fuck her into believing that she's a boxer. And also, it's like, even if the game plan was, okay, eat a shot to close the gap and then clinch and then, you know, judo throw her, you can't eat a shot from Amanda Nunes without getting hurt. That girl hits a dude.
Misha said that too earlier. Yeah.
The right hand.
And you know what that meant? That when she won, she was shushing Edmund. Like, and she had her own opinion towards. Yeah. She was like, dude, like, why are you telling this girl to strike with me?
Yeah.
She should focus on judo and what she knows how to do.
Yeah, I feel like he did her dirty. But also, that's also a very conscious choice on Ronda's part to stay with him. So it's not all his fault. That's a very, you know, that's 50-50.
My mom hates her.
I really do think that Ronda is naturally talented, though.
Dude,
that girl
she's good.
She's good. I thought she was gonna win.
Dude, she could have got a. She could get an armbar on anyone.
Listen to me, man.
Is she done?
You take the Holly Holm fight, right, and then the Amanda Nunes fight, you paste them together, and then you put it back in time 10 years ago before people knew who Ronda was, and go, this is the female face of MMA. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, that chick is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, just her punching when she fought Holly, and that one thing where she was rushing, and then Holly just did a little
Matrix dodge,
and then she got confused. Where am I? You know what I mean? It's embarrassing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You have women like Holly who've competed as boxers kickboxers their whole life, and all of a sudden in their 30s, they're like, you know what? I'm going to give MMA a shot. And so now they're all coming out of the woodwork, and they've had 20 years of competition experience, and they're legit strikers.
It's a different monster now. This is
what she had.
That was her time.
She loses to Holly Holm. Mm-hmm. Then you pull a fucking Batman.
What do you mean by that?
What's a Batman?
You go. I'm leaving Edmund.
Yeah, you go to a China camp. Go to a camp.
You go to China. You pick out a blue fucking rose. You train with Ra's al Ghul. I'm being real.
I know what you mean,
you throw it all away, right? Fuck the movies. Fuck Hollywood. This is the most important thing in my life. to get this belt back, and I'm going to do whatever it fucking takes. If that means lose my house, lose my cars, and I am going to train with some fucking master sensei. I mean, that's the mentality.
Winkle John.
Here's what I think. I think with Edmund, her evolution as a fighter has completely been stunted.
Plateaued, no.
I think that had she been with somebody who can, you know, be realistic with her and say, hey, you know what? You are very talented in judo, and you can destroy anybody from this distance.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be real. Like, you are not a natural striker.
No way.
You know, so if someone could at least give her that guidance. And are we okay with Ronda Rousey being the number three or number four fighter?
I don't mind.
See, I'm okay with her not retiring and just being in competition.
Let me ask you something.
Another thing, she had no warm-up fights. You're gonna
she's been
gone
out for a year.
Yeah, you're just gonna go out for a year and then fight the champ. No tune-up fights.
Yeah.
Sweetie, it's like when we saw that Paul Peralta Bones Brigade documentary.
Yeah.
What did you learn out of that?
A lot of things.
But here's what the main most important thing to learn. In that documentary, Tony Hawk was a prodigy for a guy, but he was always being made fun of, mm-hmm. right? Because everything was technical and straight-laced, right?
Yeah.
And he was miserable. And Rodney Mullen had quit doing competitions a year before him.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And Tony went to Rodney and said, Rodney Mullen is the greatest street skater.
Yeah, he made up half the tricks, more than half the
magician. He's a legend. He's a magician. Yeah. Okay. And he said, well, why are you so happy? Because I don't compete anymore.
He's free.
He's free.
Yeah.
And so Tony would go into competition not wanting to win, but just to have fun.
Yeah.
And not needing to be number one, just to be whatever. If I take number one, that's cool.
Yeah.
If I'm fifth.
Yeah.
And then the pressure's lifted, and then you can have fun.
That's exactly.
I think that's what Ronda needs to do.
That's exactly. But here's my. I would love to see Ronda Rousey continually be a contender in the top five. I don't need. That would make me respect her and maybe love her even more. To just always be in fighting contention. To just always be in the top. You know, top five. Top. You know, top ten. Even. I do want to continue. I do want to see her fight again.
Yeah, but to her, she needs to be one or nothing, right?
Yeah, but she's such a big name. She's going to draw regardless.
So and the thing is, she doesn't have to fight anymore. She doesn't need the money. She did it.
But
she did it already.
She
no, but that's not enough. You know that.
Yeah.
It's like you saying to you,
all the endorsements.
You did Manchi for a little bit. You're done.
No, it would break your heart.
Yeah, right. It would break your heart,
I
right?
keep it going.
Exactly. That's what it is.
I think that she has a very, very strong competitor's heart, and I don't think she can kick it out of her system that easily. Oh, okay, done. I have my money. I don't think money was ever her driving force.
Especially in the way she was defeated. She was beat the fuck up.
What was that, 48 seconds?
I mean, some of those shots, she was just, look at her face.
No head movement,
confusion.
Just taking it.
She got stunned, dude. Oh, she got stunned by one of those hits. She didn't know where she was, man.
And for those of you who... you guys know that I'm a huge Arsenal FC fan. I love soccer so much, and I love that team. And do you know what happened today?
No, don't we play?
We played.
Bournemouth.
Oh, what happened? Did we win?
No, this is what happened.
Oh, fuck.
In the first half, we played Bournemouth. First half, we were losing 3-0 to Bournemouth.
Really?
Yeah, in the second half, we tied it.
So we got a point out of it.
We got a point out of it.
Oh, thank God.
But it was a great point.
We got a point.
2 days ago, we played Watford, right?
No, Crystal Palace.
Yeah, it was Crystal Palace, my bad. And our guy, Olivier Giroud, who plays for Arsenal, did a kick.
Goal of the year.
Like the
goal
decade.
Of the, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mkhitaryan's doesn't count. He was offside.
Yeah, but,
so
but,
just
yeah, but Giroud's goal was so creative and beautiful.
Scorpion. And I have to YouTube it.
Yeah.
You whether have to or not look you're it. A soccer fan at all, you have to YouTube Giroud's goal.
What you Google is this, Olivier Giroud, scorpion kick.
Scorpion kick.
It is so
beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, he was darting forward, and then his back foot did a scorpion thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
do we have a question?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. When does Chelsea and Tottenham play tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
So here's what I want to do with you, Steve.
Yeah.
Is in your mind, figure out who you want to do a podcast with.
Yeah.
You'll be, how do we do it? But we'll figure out a way to
we'll
be
figure
under
something
our umbrella.
Out. Yeah.
You know, maybe, I love all things comedy.
Yeah.
So. But maybe.
But we could. It doesn't stop you from having an independent podcast
but I wanna,
recorded
but can
here.
Can they be under our umbrella or no? I want to figure that out.
Our network. People make networks. They can like, be part
so of even with all things comedy, we can have our own network underneath that or no?
It's part. It's a Tiger Belly product. Yeah, you want it to be.
Okay, we're gonna. I want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just,
That's what I want to do.
I enjoy this.
But you know what's if you have a question?
Fun. Yeah.
An helpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Stevie Weeby.
Hi, Tiger Belly. It's Bianca. A different one. I have a situation. There's this girl in my English class, and I'm not a fan of her. I said to my friend that I didn't like the girl, and the girl's friend heard about it and told her. Ever since then, she's been flirting with my boyfriend. She laughs at everything he does and blushes and flirts, but only when I'm around, and he's so stupid and doesn't realize she's flirting. Every time I bring it up, he doesn't think she's flirting, but it's very obvious. What do I do to handle the situation? How do I let her know to back off, and how do I get this through her head that she's flirting?
Okay, so
I know what Kalila will do.
Yeah, quick synopsis. You do it. I don't know.
I'm going to repeat it to Bobby as a quick synopsis because I know nothing went and entered his head right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Quick synopsis. It sounds like
keep doing it.
She's still in high school, it seems like.
High school for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so a girl she doesn't like is flirting with her boyfriend, and boyfriend kind of plays into it a little bit because he thinks it's harmless, but it's pissing her off.
Uh-huh. I know exactly what it is.
What?
Can I tell you what it is?
What?
There's this girl. She's in school. She has a boyfriend.
Babe, she's asking for advice. What to do? She's not asking you to repeat the story.
I'll tell you what it is. Okay.
Duty.
There's this girl. She's in some science class or something. She doesn't like this other girl. She told her friend, I don't like that girl. But that other friend told that girl that she was didn't like her. So that girl is now flirting with that girl's boyfriend.
Boom.
And I really don't have an opinion because if I was that girl, I'd just like, who gives a fuck?
Yes.
I was gonna say.
That's exactly how.
Yeah, like
do
just
it.
Tell your boyfriend if he as long as he's not flirting back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't mind it because it's you're that young, anything flatters your ego.
I just want to say, young lady, I don't know what is her name?
Bianca.
Let me just say something. I swear to fucking God, and just listen to me. The people that you knew in high school, you're not in 10 years from now, you're not going to know who they are.
True.
I mean, it's not that it's not like I want to be friends with my friends from high school. It's just that they live other places. I lost contact. And I have a whole new set of friends.
Yeah, but we did
like Chris D'Elia. No, I'm kidding.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Yeah, Michael Rosenbaum.
Margaret Cho.
Yeah, Margaret Cho. My point is that you too, Steve. Money Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name drop, Steve.
Nah, yeah. I don't want to name.
Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're in high school, your
and
world
also,
is so
And also, can I just
small.
Say something right now? When I invite you to a UFC fight, you're gonna invite 50 other people.
Oh, I'm so and dude. Were you okay with the class? Kalai, were you guys good?
No, she's cool with it. Look at
I'm
me right
cool
now.
I'm cool with
it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
but not
too many.
10 minutes before.
Right, right.
I mean, he's at my party. Oh, Frank, Jimmy, and Tanya coming.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Entourage, bro.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
I like,
you know
I
what?
Like who came. I love
all. But they're all respectable.
No,
yeah.
No, no, listen. I love who came.
Yeah.
I do. Just tell us like.
Like a weekend.
No, not even a week. Yeah. The day before.
Okay.
So I can get the appropriate amount of food
right,
and
right.
beverages yeah. and be prepared for
there
it.
There was a like there was a lot last time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Finnick, what advice would you give this girl, Steve?
Cuz it's going to feed her like if she sees that it's bothering her, if she doesn't like show that it affects her,
yeah.
then that'd be a good way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Just be like, "Oh,
so you
he's really with
you're
me.
Never, you're not going to know who these people are 10 years from now."
Yeah, but when our parents told us
just
that,
don't acknowledge
like when I was in high school, it's true. Like your world is very small. It's not, and everything feels so intense. So when someone gives you advice, like who cares? You're not going to know this boy 10 years. Did we listen to our parents? No.
No.
We fed into the drama of our little lives because we're just not. You know, it's a small world still. So, I think your best route, Bianca, is to completely ignore it. And if you see them flirting, leave the room or just not show any emotion towards it because it's like Steve said, it's gonna fuel her even more.
Yeah,
if it doesn't mean anything to you, she's not getting what she wants out of it, which is to retaliate. And
there you go, Bianca.
There you go, Bianca.
Bianca, also I want to say this to you, have a happy new year and just live in the moment, enjoy your life. And I want to say this, Steve, where do you want to eat?
Oh, so whatever.
Are
yeah.
you hungry?
Ruined pear. Let's go.
Just not tofu house.
Oh God, oh, no!
Dude, that
you went
fucked
the other
my
night.
Stomach up.
Oh my God, my
I,
shit too.
I shit the other like I shit it out the next day, and it was just this red fucking.
Do you go to BCD?
Yeah, BCD. Fuck me.
Beverly Soon is better.
Beverly Soon is very good.
I heard something yesterday, Steve. I heard something yesterday that was I thought was an earthquake. It was Kalila's fart.
It wasn't Kalila. My fart.
Was it from the BCD?
No, no. She farted yesterday on the couch. It was like an earthquake.
But it was one of those that I didn't know was coming out, and I was looking right at him.
And
when
then
it
I saw her today picking her nose and eating it.
Eating it. Come on. Fabricator just like, of just these lies.
I'm playing Skyrim, right? I'm looking over. This bitch is going to eat her own booger.
No. I mean, what's the purpose? I'm a
salty.
Well-fed
it's
bitch.
Salty. It's salty.
You would know.
Do you eat, Steve? When's the last time? Be honest. Look at me right
now. Yeah, I eat my boogers.
Still every
Whoa!
Day?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah. You roll in a little ball?
No, just, you know.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Sneaky. Guys, Hi, happy booger. New Year. I love you guys all.
Yeah, happy New Year.
And we're out.
Any
we're
shows?
Out.
Wait, any shows
I'm
for
gonna...
Bobby?
Yeah, you plug it.
Yeah, plug it up.
You got? Wait, you got anything to promote, dude?
Yeah, we do, but I don't know the date on it. We're doing the thing at the end of January in New York. I don't know.
Plug your Instagram and your Instagram.
Oh, Kwangu, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, Monchi Hammer. That's it.
And people want to ask, are you done with Twitch for now?
Ooh.
Taking a break? People want to watch you, so.
Yeah, but it's like our... you brought that up too. I wanted to keep it going, but like the, you know, Bob's not playing Destiny, and part of it is like our fire team.
Yeah.
And everything.
No,
you know
I'm
what I
out,
mean?
I'm out of Destiny.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
I want to plug something else.
I'm playing SimCity Build It, and now they have this thing where you can have your own clan, so. Yeah, it's under Tiger Belly, guys. Start
Tiger
a SimCity, build it.
And join the clan.
Go to Tiger Belly Club, and we're on it. Okay?
Show's clown?
Bobby will be at the Irvine Improv next weekend, January 13th to the 15th. The following weekend...
Is that Michael Rosenbaum on that one?
Right, correct. Hey, Michael Rosenbaum's still doing all the whole weekend?
I don't know, but he's going to definitely do a night.
Come one of those nights. You might
okay,
see Michael.
So, yeah. Well, I'm going to... tell you guys next week if he's going to be there just one night or all nights. We'll figure that out next week. But also, Bobby will be at the Addison Improv as well as San Antonio this every week after. I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. So San Antonio and Addison Improv, and then next month he's going to be at Schaumburg Improv in Chicago. And if for more dates, go to bobbyleelive.com. You can follow me on all forms of social media at Calamity K.
Great content, by the way. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at Tiger Belly and on Twitter at The Tiger Belly. And email us any questions like Bianca today at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. And our address is mail us anything, any gifts you want to send that we can open. Our mailing address is
1626 North Wilcox Avenue, number 161. Hollywood, California, 900. What is it? 28? 28. Yeah, 900. 28.
And this episode is brought to you by Pringles. So make sure you go on Google and look up how to make your own pocket pussy with a Pringles can. Brought to you by Steve Lee. Have a good night.
See you guys next week. Ciao.
Cool. That was fun.
Thanks, Steve.
Did that upset you, the Pringles?
No, that's fucking hilarious. Shukulukimoki.